This is The Invisible War with evangelist and author Dr. Rob Randall. There is a bigger battle going on in the world right now than we can even see. A battle that has existed since the beginning of time. This is not a war between countries, but an all-out assault on the very soul of people everywhere. Lives are being defeated and destroyed. Marriages are falling apart at an unprecedented rate. Children are rebelling against everything they've been taught. Addictions are rampant to everything you can think of. And all of this is the result of a spiritual war, which is the invisible war. And yet, there is hope. Rob Randall is a third-generation evangelist who has devoted his life to seeing people who have come to the end of themselves find a true life of promise and healing. The Invisible War is a journey that will lead us on the road to freedom and the path of fulfillment. There are no quick fixes, only a process, but it begins with the first step. So here's Rob Randall to take us through this journey one step at a time as we find hope in the Invisible War.
Thank you so much for joining us once again for The Invisible War. My name is Kevin Harris. We're joined once again in studio with our teacher, Dr. Rob Randall. Now, this program is about spiritual warfare, and there is so much in the Bible that we need to know about this topic. And it's based on Rob's teaching found in his book, The Invisible War. And by the way, you can get a copy of that book at any bookstore or go to our website, theinvisiblewar.org. Rob, for those who are new to this program, what led you to write that book?
Kevin, it's good to see you today, and thank you for listening to The Invisible War. You know, through the journey of learning how to pray for our son who had fallen into a spiritual pit, I asked the Lord, "Lord, teach us. If you don't teach me how to pray, we're going to lose our son." So, wonderfully, he answered that prayer, and then through the journey, he told me to write down what he had taught me. Well, as an old Southern Baptist evangelist, we don't handle this subject very well. I really didn't want to write the book. And I told the Lord, "Please let this cut pass for me. Don't do this to me. Let the counselors, let the pastors, let the professors write the books. Let me preach." He said, "Write the book." I said, "But Lord, I'm an evangelist. What little reputation I got left, this will do me in. Don't do this to me." And he said, "I made myself of no reputation. Write the book." So I began to write. God wonderfully has given. It's the Bible study, Kevin, that I needed, that I never had. It's a Bible study. It's not spooky stories. It's simply precept upon precept, concept upon concept, to simply help us know how to pray for ourselves, for our children, for our churches, so that we can walk in the victory that Christ bought for us on Calvary. You know, we have numerous testimonies of how just reading the book has helped folks walk into the freedom of Christ. You know, God's good, but His Word, we have to understand. We have to know what is truth. And so the book is simply the journey that we had to go through to simply know how to pray. So I want to encourage everybody. You can say, "You're just pushing a book." No, we're not. Let us know how we can help you get it. We want you to have the book. Okay? Let us know. Contact us on the website, theinvisiblewar.org, or call us toll-free, 1-877-808-8886. Email us. Let us know of your need. We want to share this with you. God is doing a mighty work, and we want you to be a part of it.
Well, once again, let me just urge our listeners to get this life-changing book. And you can get it again, as Rob said, at theinvisiblewar.org or ask for it at your nearest bookstore. Dr. Randall, we ran out of time last week as we were going through what you call the sin list. This is all found in your book, The Invisible War. These are areas that all of us need to take a strong look at and let God give us cleansing and healing and forgiveness in these areas. Recap for us what we mean by the sin list and some of the areas that we've talked about on the show so far.
You know, making your sin list is a very painful exercise to the flesh, but it is absolutely like fresh water to the thirsty, to our spirits. So I want to encourage everyone today. I've said this time and time again, but I want to remind everyone, Jesus did not come to condemn you. This exercise is not about condemnation. It's about cleansing. It's about encouragement and hope. It's not about destruction. sin destroys. Getting rid of sin brings life. And so although this making your sin list, this list that we are dealing with is not exhaustive by any means, but it is a guide. These are some of the sins that jump out to me from the Bible study that we've had. And I just want to encourage everyone, let the Holy Spirit speak to you today. Let Him tell you where these areas are that need to be cleaned up. Let Him guide you to those places. Now, if you've already dealt with these sins, rejoice. Don't go digging it back up. Don't go back into the graveyard and dig up old bones. If you've been cleansed of these matters, be grateful. Pray for all of us that need to deal with these matters, all right, that are still dealing with certain issues. But let me encourage you. Jesus did not come to condemn. He came to save. No matter what your mama may have tried to condemn you, or your daddy tried to condemn you, or your preacher tries to condemn you, or your wife or husband tried to condemn you. Listen, Jesus doesn't come to condemn. Get over that. Get over that. The Word of God stands forever. We don't judge the Word. It judges us. And we need to visit the areas where we have become disobedient to the Word. Now, we talked about what sin is. Sin is not my opinion or your opinion. Sin is disobeying what God's Word says. So we look at the Word of God. We pray, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way."
Well, Rob, if Jesus didn't come to condemn us but to save us, why are we going over this sin list then? Why are we going over these things?
Kevin, it's through our sin that the enemy is able to get access to our lives. We have to deal with these areas, not because we need to feel bad or condemned. We need to get it cleaned up and shut the doors and the portals where the enemy has access. Remember, sin is the avenue. Sin is the highway demons travel. So we need to revisit this to make certain that there is no more room for the evil one to steal, kill, and destroy, to harass, terrorize, torment, accuse, oppress, and all of these matters. We need to make certain that the ground that we have given to him through sin is cleaned up, so that when we go in prayer, we are able to work, we are able to cooperate with Holy Spirit without any hindrance.
Well, Dr. Randall, we've looked at a lot of things on these past programs, and they include sins of the tongue, sins of unforgiveness, sins of disobedience, rebellion, anger, unbelief, ingratitude, and impurity. All of these are found in your book, The Invisible War, and in past programs, which are available on our website, theinvisiblewar.org. That brings us to today's category, and that is sins of greed.
You know, in my study of the Word of God, it comes to my attention. Have we possessed anything that is not rightfully ours? Have you? Ephesians 4:28, "He who steals must steal no longer, but rather he must labor, performing with his own hands what is good, so that he will have something to share with one who has need." In 1 Peter 4, verse 15, listen to the Word of God. "Make sure that none of you suffers as a murderer or thief or evildoer or a troublesome meddler." My, my, my. Is anything that you possess, you didn't rightfully earn it? I know that there are many among us who have an entitlement attitude. Our society is full of folks who honestly believe they have a right to things they have not earned, but the Bible forbids it. Do you possess anything that you have not earned? It's a sin against God. Ask Him to cleanse you of it. I know this is a very sensitive matter today. I understand that. We live in a time when folks want what's theirs, and all of the stimulus package and the TARP money that has been sent out and all of these phrases that we're hearing, debt upon debt upon debt. And, you know, I heard someone speak clearly the other day, tried to speak to someone on a national news program. He wanted some answers. And so he went to Capitol Hill to speak to a congressman. Nobody would meet with him. So he got out a megaphone, stood on the steps of the Capitol, and just started shouting, "I need some answers here. I've got some questions. I want some answers." And finally, this poor senator, bless his heart, he met with him because it was a national news program and the cameras were on, and so they had to meet with him. And this was his question. He said, "I want to ask a simple question." He said, "If we got in the mess that we're in because we have too much debt, if debt caused us to get into this mess, how do we get out of it by getting into more debt? Explain that to me." And of course, he couldn't. What an amazing time we find ourselves. Who would have ever thought? I want to ask you this. Do you have any unpaid debts? Is your credit gone way past its ability to function? Now, I know this is a sensitive matter. We live in a time when money was easy. But the truth of the matter is, it's never a matter of ease. It's a matter of worth. It's a matter of function. I'm not an economist, but you know, the Bible's very plain. If you're going to eat, you have to work. It's real simple. We're supposed to earn. God is the one that provides for us, not through credit. Now, I'm not here condemning anyone. If you've fallen into a pit, a credit pit, some kind of way, in debt, the Lord can cleanse you of that. He can bring you out of that. That's what the program, The Invisible War, is all about. It's about freedom. You can get out of this. Take it to the Lord. But you've got to confess it as sin first. You can't just manipulate it or go to some kind of credit counselor. You've got to ask God to cleanse you from the mistakes for disobeying God's word when you disobeyed Him. And the Lord can cleanse you of it. Of course, another obvious one in this category, please hear it with your heart. Have you robbed God of His tithe? In Malachi 3, verse 8 through 10, "Will a man rob God? Yet you are robbing me, but you say, 'How have we robbed you?' And tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, the whole nation of you. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house. And test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows." God's word is forever settled in heaven. And I want to encourage you, please hear the word. Tithe what God has given you. Tithe. Give Him offerings. Give Him what is rightfully due Him. It's an act of obedience. It's not an act of legalism. I know the arguments, well, that's Old Testament and so forth and so on. Listen, the Word of God is forever settled in heaven. Jesus didn't come to abolish the law. He came to fulfill it. He didn't come to talk us out of doing what God's Word says. He's the one that comes to help us do what the Word says. Oh, give the Lord what's due His. You say, what's the storehouse? Now, I know this is a very sensitive issue, but it deserves our attention. You know where the storehouse is? It's where God is at work. It's where the kingdom of God is at work. How do we know where the kingdom of God is? Is it every local church? I sure hope so. I pray your church is a place where God is at work. Amen. But it may not be. You don't want to support something where the Lord is not free to do His work. That's ridiculous. It's about His kingdom. It's not about our kingdom. It's not about our religious rituals. It's about the work of Almighty God. I want to encourage you, if you're going to a dead church, unless the Lord has specifically told you to stay, get out of there. Get out of there. It's not going to help you. It's not going to help your children. Get out of there. Find a place where Holy Spirit is welcomed to do His work. You say, Rob, what does that look like? Is that charismatic, or is that Baptist, or is that Presbyterian? What does that look like? Listen to me. It's not about a denomination. It's about the welcoming of Jesus to do His work. What does it look like? We've talked about this in former programs, but let me just simply say, when Jesus comes, He does three things. We find this in Luke 4. It's always the same. Always the same. Jesus saves, He heals, and He delivers. If you're not seeing people delivered from bondages in your church, the kingdom of God is not at work. If you're not seeing your people healed from diseases, then the kingdom of God is not at work in your church. If you're not seeing people saved lost people coming from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's beloved Son, then your church is not a place where the kingdom is at work. Get out of there and go to a place where the Lord is welcomed to do His work. Oh, listen, give as God has given to you. Have you profited at any time through misrepresentation of the value of goods? Proverbs 21, verse 6 says, listen to the word, the acquisition of treasures by a lying tongue is a fleeting vapor, the pursuit of death. You know, I was born in Dallas, and I was reared down on Ross Avenue. My granddad had a used car lot, Max Motors. We tote the note. And I want to tell you something. If you want to know what business, the raw edge of business is, you go down to a used car lot. I was reared on one. And I want to encourage you, if you have ever profited from the misrepresentation of the value of something, you may think it was good business that you got by with. The Bible calls it sin. And that might very well be the one place that the enemy has been able to get access to you and your family and to keep you in bondage. Confess it today and you can be cleansed. Take it to Calvary and the blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin. I want to ask you today, please hear my heart. Do you love money? 1 Timothy 6, verse 9 through 10. But those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a snare of many foolish and harmful desires which plunge men into ruin and destruction. Your life, your family might be in ruin today and destruction today because of the love of money. Notice verse 10. For the love of money is the root of all sorts of evil. Not just hindrances, we're talking evil things here. All sorts of evil. And some by longing for it have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many a pang, many griefs. Do you love money? Money's not evil. Oh, no, no. It's the love of money that's the root of all kinds of evil. Does the desire for money have a greater place in your heart and life than the desire to worship our Lord? If it is, it's a sin, and you need to get it right with God. Do it today. Don't put it off. Do it now. Do it today. Do you want what others have? Do you? Galatians 5, 19 through 21, now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorceries, enmities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissension, factions. Listen, verse 21, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and the things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Do you live in a world of envy? Is keeping up with the Joneses, as it were, the driving force of your life? If they have it, you've got to have twice what they have. Do you want what others have? Listen to me. It's a sin of ingratitude. It's a sin of greed. Listen to me. God provides for you. And to not be grateful, to want something beyond what He has given you, is a sin against Him. Confess it today. Get it right with Him. Shut the door to the enemy in that area of your life. Have you made money or taken advantage through the sorrows of others? Have you? 2 Timothy 3, verse 6 through 9. For among them are those who entered into households and captivate weak women, weighed down with sins, led on by various impulses, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Just as James and Jambres opposed Moses, so these men also oppose the truth, men of depraved mind rejected in regard to the faith. But they will not make further progress, for their folly will be obvious to all, just as James and Jambres' folly was also. You know, Kevin, how would you like your name to be put in the Bible? For everybody to know for thousands of years that you, how would I like Rob Randall's name to be put in the Bible for everybody to know, sure enough, that I had disobeyed God? What a horrible thought. And yet, our sin is ever before the Lord in eternity. The good news is it can be cleansed and forgiven and forgotten we can walk in victory. Oh, have you ever taken advantage through the sorrows of others? It's a sin against God. Give it to Him today. Give it to Him today. He can cleanse you, but only if we confess our sin.
Rob, powerful words. Thank you very much. This is all based on your work, The Invisible War, a book that is a Bible study in the area of spiritual warfare. And we're out of time, but we want to pick up from there next time as we continue to look at what you call the sin list.
Kevin, I want our listeners to know that you can receive this sin list. Of course, you can get it in our book, The Invisible War, Living in Victory Over the Enemy. You can acquire that off our website. But if you would like just the sin list, just a simple list of what we're talking about and the verses we have covered, I want to give it to everyone who would request it free of charge. Just go to our website, email me, simply ask for it, and I'll be glad to send it to you right out. But let me encourage you, take the journey. Continue to take the journey into cleansing. It's worth it. It's worth it.
I do hope that all of our listeners will take advantage of this resource and this generous offer to lead us into God's Word. And perhaps it will uncover some things that we've been kind of covering up for a long time. As we end today, Rob, some final thoughts from you, and would you lead us in prayer?
I want to thank everyone for the sweet privilege that you've given me. You know, who would have thought? We've been on the air now for a year. Just a couple of weeks ago, we passed a real watermark in this ministry. I want to thank you for your faithfulness and giving. You know, my father always said, son, trust the Lord, but tell the people. So our faith's in the Lord, but I want you to know that the expense of this program is great, and we still have a deep longing to expand this program into other markets. Would you help us? I know I'm speaking to some today that could come alongside of us and help us in a wonderful way. Ask the Lord if that's you. And if it is, contact us at theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. Or you can write me at Rob Randall Evangelistic Ministries, P.O. Box 5, McKinney, Texas, 75070. Let us know how we can serve you. Please let us know. Thank you so much for your help. Thank you for standing along with us. Now I want to lead us in prayer. Would you make an altar right where you are? Words are not magic. God knows our hearts. But it is through our coming to Him, through our humbling ourselves. God resists the proud, but He gives His gifts, His grace to the humble. So would you just come with me? Let's join our hearts together. And let's go to the Lord together. Would you do it? Lord Jesus, thank you for the sweet privilege that is ours to give you everything that we are and everything that we have. Our hopes, our dreams, our hurts, our sorrows, our wounds. Lord, you bore our griefs and you carried our sorrows. You were wounded for our iniquity, and by your stripes we are healed. Lord, we receive your work today, right now. I ask you to come and heal our wounds. Pour your blood over the wounds, however far back it's got to go. Lord, may you take us to that place where we give it to you, that it might be healed. Lord, we can't heal ourselves. We've tried and failed. We ask that you would heal us. Lord, I ask that you would cleanse us of our sin. Thank you that you are willing to take our sin upon yourself. Lord, it is you. It is you who became sin. You became the drug addict. You became the child molester. You became the thief. You became the adulterer. You became the one who is sin. You became sin who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in you. Lord, thank you for your willingness to take our sin upon your body and shed your precious blood for it. We receive it today. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Cleanse our hearts. Help us become like Jesus. We can't do it on our own. Help us, oh God. We pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Now, if you've prayed with me today, I want to hear from you. Let me know how I can help and serve you. I will personally receive your phone calls. I will personally receive your emails. Let us know how we can help you bear the burdens of those you are praying for. Let us know how we can serve you. Call us toll-free, 1-877-808-8886. That's 1-877-808-8886. Or visit our website, theinvisiblewar.org. Thank you for listening. We look forward to next week when we will gather around the eternal things of God. And thank you for the sweet privilege that is ours to bring to you the invisible war.
This has been the weekly radio program called The Invisible War with Rob Randall. You don't have to live defeated, heartbroken, or in bondage to anything. Give everything you are to everything He is, and you will begin to see your life transformed into the life He has made you to be, for your sake and for everyone around you. Remember to check out theinvisiblewar.org for resources, podcast information, and just a place to let us know how to pray for you. We'll see you next time on The Invisible War.